Welcome to Phil Sport Hoops, all the hoops-related news you need in under 3 minutes. It looks like the NBA Final Four is going to be Denver, Boston, New York, and either OKC or Dallas. Who's healthy and who's not really affects the playoffs. Minnesota is banged up with Connaughton missing Game 5, and Towns is obviously injured. It doesn't help Minnesota that way overrated DPOY, Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert, can't even begin to contain Jokic. Boston has been able to weather a Porzingis injury because Cleveland has been without Jared Allen and now Donovan Mitchell, although Boston would win with or without them. Now, I've got to say, I've been impressed with the Knicks. Despite losing Randall, Mitchell, and even Adonami, the Knicks continue to outwork and out-tough the Pacers, who are healthy. The Knicks are really killing them on the offensive boards, which, by the way, was the Sixers' kryptonite also. At this moment, I think Jalen Brunson has been the best playoff performer with Jokic in second place. Now, whoever ends up playing Denver in the West is probably going to go down in six. Now, Atlanta got the first pick in the draft with a 3% chance, so go figure. Now, of course, the NBA lottery's rigged, and that goes back to when Ewing got drafted by the Knicks. Last year, the Spurs needed a lift, and voila, they get the first pick in Wemby. Now, the Lakers fired Darvin Ham, and Phoenix fired Frank Vogel after one season. Vogel signed a 5-year contract worth $31 million, so if I were him, I think I'd take some time off. Phoenix is one franchise with their new ownership, I believe, has worse ownership than the Sixers. Speaking of the Sixers, some Sixer fans are upset that Embiid will be playing in the Olympics this summer. Now, I'm all for it. It's not like Embiid's going to play 30 minutes a game, and I think it would be good for Embiid to be around proven veteran winners. And if he wasn't playing in the Olympics, Embiid would either be out playing anyway or doing something not as constructive. Now, the WNBA update is brought to you by the book Basketball Smarty Pants. Basketball Smarty Pants is endorsed by former 76er coach Brett Brown and available on Amazon. Now, the WNBA opened their season, and I had to watch Caitlin Clark's first game. Well, I'll tell you that Clark had an ugly first half. Caitlin, this isn't college anymore. The defenders covering her were way more athletic and forced her into 5 first-half turnovers. And it looks like every team is going to play her with a chip on their shoulder. Clark adjusted and ended up scoring 20 points, but also had 10 turnovers. Now, there's a reason Indiana got the first pick in the draft. Their front court is soft, so no playoffs for Caitlin this year. Now, on the officiating front, there's already a discussion on the high school level to change the flop rule and its administration. Well, I have a real easy way to deal with it. It's called a no-call. A flopper looks like an idiot laying on the floor when there's a no-call when he's trying to draw a foul. Now, in the pickup hoops arena, a shout-out to Allen, whose 80-year-old plus team finished second place down in Florida. Al ran into Wally Jones, who really old-time Sixer fans remember as being part of the 76er 66-67 championship team. Now, lastly, for you gambling fanatics, a special shout-out to Rich, who had the intuitive foresight to bet on Denver to win the NBA championship, getting 16-1 odds when the Nuggets were down 2-0 to the T-Wolves. Now, that's a heck of a value bet. By the way, if you are between the ages of 12 and 65 and you want to learn to dunk or at least how to jump like a jumping bean, check out Kogan Fit on Instagram. Well, that's it for this week. Now, I can be reached at the Phil Sport Hoops Podcast at gmail.com. So until next time, it's time for my signature sign off. Adios, sayonara, see ya.